There's 20 seconds on the clock. Albert, he will play it. 21 metres away. Down the blind, Andrew Johns. Inside for Albert. Albert will score. Albert will score. Newcastle have won the grand final.
Welcome back to Sportscastle. Who would have thought, mate? Double figures. You're here with Chris and Jared. How are you, Jared?
Yeah, mate. It's been a huge weekend of sports, so we've got lots to talk about.
Hey, it's been big, and who would have thought that Manly rorting the salary cap wouldn't be the biggest story for us this week, especially for us, because we both hate Manly.
Yeah. I definitely thought that would have been our starting point, mate, but the Hoff got a red.
Plenty more, mate. We'll dive into it. We'll do it one by one and see how we go. Let's start off. Might start off somewhere different. We'll start off with something a little bit more low-key, mate, just the Super Rugby. She was an interesting old round last week, a few upsets. What were your thoughts?
Yeah, mate, I got a few of these games in.
Chris, we'll just run through the results, mate. The Crusaders beat the Bulls 33-14. That was probably to script a little bit. The Rebels, they dominated the Sharks 46-14. The Chiefs went over to Prince Chichibu Memorial Stadium in Tokyo and absolutely smacked the Sunwolves, who I think must have been a bit tired after that effort against the Lions, 61-10. The Hurricanes, comfortable winners, 29-12. Stormers just pipped the Reds, 25-19. And your favourite team, mate, the Jaguares.
Yes.
49-35 in one of the best games of touch football I've seen.
I did watch that game.
Against the Lions. Yeah, it's a good time slot, isn't it?
Highly, yeah. Get up, have breakfast, yell at the kids, and yeah, it was...
Then yell at the Lions for not defending.
Yeah, it was good to watch. I wasn't happy because I didn't tip the Jaguares, but...
You've given up the lead in the tipping comp. Do you want to touch on that quickly before we get into the games?
Yeah, I had a big lead there.
But... Yeah, you're out the lead. I bloody stuffed up putting my tips in the other week, so I'm languishing at the bottom. Who we got in the top three, mate?
Yeah, I'm actually still at the top with... me and Tonksy, Drew Tonks,
equal first
with the same amount of margins, 27. And Drew's little brother, Lachlan, is 1 point behind.
And I'm about 30 points behind, absolutely... struggling on Struggle Street. We're about a third of the way through the season, so...
Shout out to Xavier Edwards, who got a perfect round last week, mate.
That'll do me. There's got to be an investigation.
Yeah.
I wonder if his young lady friend helped him with his tips.
Yeah, she possibly would. She best friend zoned him, so...
Oh, dear. Probably leave that alone, mate. but we might jump in from there while we're on the tipping, mate. Your margin betting was horrendous last week. You got 2 out of 6, I think. Lost $15 for the kitty. Fortunately for you, I made back $10.40, so we're about break even. I had 4 out of 6 winners, which is not a bad little result, so might have to work on that a little bit, mate. Your tipping's all right, but you're not making money.
Yeah,
mate, you're sending the listeners down the wrong path.
I wonder why Sportsbet never got back to me about that job.
Yeah, well, mate, you have to stick to surveying for now and talking nonsense with me. I might jump in, mate. I'm going to launch the power rankings for the Super Rugby this week. The NRL Power Rankings was such a success last week. We've rejigged them a little bit. We've done a bit of an aggregate, like we said. So we'll fire through and just give us your thoughts, mate. First up, Hurricanes. Not much to say. They pump the Highlanders. They're pretty red hot at the moment, the Barrett boys.
Yeah, mate, they certainly are. I don't think, like, other than the top three teams in New Zealand, there's not a lot really separating them. So they're probably the best of the bunch at the moment. And, yeah, rightly sitting it out. Top of the table.
Yeah, mate, as you said, next two, Crusaders in second, the Highlanders in third. I think the Canes have just got their measure at the moment a little bit, but there's not that much in it, as you say, on any given day. They're right amongst it. So, I really think your winners are going to come out of those three teams. I'd be quite surprised if anyone else won the comp at the moment. I mean, you've got some other sides there that have got some patchy form, but, mate, the Rebels next up in fourth. They're flying high. Probably... the best of the Australian sides, debatably, and put on an absolute clinic. The thing that concerns me, though, mate, haven't had the toughest run yet. They've played a lot at home. The only real trip they've done has been over to Tokyo in round one, and, mate, they wilted under pressure against the Waratahs. It was about 7,000 degrees in the sun. So be interesting to see. I think they've got a Kiwi side this week, so it'd be interesting to see how that matchup pans out. What are your thoughts on the Rebels?
They played the five. They've obviously, as we've said, two teams into one. They have started reasonably well, but, yeah, I'd say the tough games are to come, so you'll probably get a more realistic, I suppose, a bit like the Warriors in the league. You'll get a more realistic, I think, once they play a few more of those foreign teams, mate.
Their back end of the season is going to be quite tough, obviously, based on the fact they've played a lot of home games. They're also going to have some away games and take on some of the Kiwi teams, and I think that'll tell us a lot more about the Australian teams when we see how they go against those Kiwis. Next up, speaking of the Kiwis, the Chiefs in fifth. Mate, they were pretty impressive on the weekend over in Tokyo. Admittedly, the Sunwolves aren't the greatest side, but mate, you only play the opposition in front of you, and the Chiefs look to be slowly turning the corner. Again, they started really slowly, and they're just playing into their draw a little bit now. They might come against a couple of easier sides now and start to build some momentum on the ladder. But probably a good litmus test this week against the Highlanders.
Yeah, mate, it is. I think, yeah, the top four, I think other than, like, the Blues, we'll touch on them later. I think the top four, there's not a lot between them, but, you know, they're starting
to... We've got the Chiefs fifth, mate, so...
Yeah, the top four New Zealand teams. Ah, four right. Out of the five, yeah.
Yeah. No worries. Next on, mate, and there's a bit of dissension between us on these. You had them a bit higher, I had them a bit lower. The Lions in sixth. I just can't buy into them, mate. They only just beat the Sunwolves at home last week, and... Then the week after, so the weekend just gone, they, mate, their defence doesn't exist. So they let in 7 tries against the Jaguares. And yeah, it was pretty disappointing all in all. I mean, they're sitting in a reasonable spot on the ladder, but I think that's a little bit deceptive.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, was it 40? Was it the week before? Was it 38, 36?
And... Yeah, 2 points, I think, 30, 28, something like that. So... And then, yeah. So,
well, they've won four, but the losses they've had...
Yeah, mate, they nearly got beat by the Sunwolves too, so they got out of jail there, and then, yeah, I'm just not buying into them. They're not the same side they were, and I think we'll see them slide over the next few weeks. The next couple of sides, mate, there's some things to get excited about. The Reds in seventh, and then the Waratahs in eighth. There's not much that separates these two. Probably the Reds have been... Mate, they're a bunch of thugs at the moment. They're just really relying on sheer force and sheer brutality, which, you know... Really suits the way I used to like to try and play the game, and I enjoy watching it. And the Waratahs, well, they're the opposite, mate. They've got the $1 million back line. You know, Israel Folau on the wing was certainly an eye-opener, and Bryce Hegarty's playing well at fullback. Tekele Niavoro coming off the bench and just steamrolling people, but God forbid he has to turn around and get a kick if someone figures that out, because he's got the turning circle of an ocean liner.
That's right. Yeah, I don't think there's a lot to split them. Obviously, we're probably a bit biased towards Waratahs, but we have put the Reds up above them. But yeah, the Reds, probably a bit like, I'd compare them a little bit to the Tigers. They've got a pretty solid defensive outfit, but yeah, probably a few more cheap shots than the Tigers in the league. But well, they're looking all right.
The refs probably like them more than the Tigers too, but that's a whole other kettle of fish.
Yes.
Moving on, mate, the 9th and 10th, we've got the Stormers and the Blues. The Stormers on paper are probably... There's probably an argument that they're the best of the South African sides. They've had a tough run, a lot of travel early on. The Blues, well, mate, you can't do too much in that New Zealand conference. They're just not quite executing. They've had a couple of changes in their team, and I think the pressure's got to be mounting on coach Tanner Umanga, even though they're... I mean, realistically, if you put them in the Australian or South African conference, they're probably the top side in the conference. So it's a hard one. I wouldn't rule them out of making the finals yet with the new system. It is possible for all 5 Kiwi teams to make the finals. Unlikely, but possible. So... yeah, certainly the Blues are a pretty strong side at the moment. Next up, mate, the Jaguares. Yeah. On the back of the last 3 weeks, I mean, they started really slowly. They got smacked by the Lions over in South Africa, but the last 3 weeks, I mean, put on a clinic against the Waratahs, especially the first half. They lost to the Reds and then beat the Lions on the weekend. Mate, if they can put the points on, and it seems to be a good omen for them, Waratahs and the Lions, they scored in the first minute of play. They score on the first minute to play, you're in trouble.
Yeah, that's right. I think the probably their issue is their consistency. Their high is really good, oh, mate, but
it'd be a roller coaster. They're worse roller coaster than bloody being a Raiders fan.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know that roller coaster is going to end at the bottom.
Yeah, well, that, you know, I think they're a good team to watch, but yeah, there's such a high fluctuation between really, really good rugby and. You know.
I think they're very much a confidence side too. Like, they get out of the gates well, then they just blow teams off the paddock. But then the Reds drew them into the arm wrestle the week before, and all of a sudden, you know, they were a little bit unsure. They weren't backing themselves the same, and things just don't stick then. They're pretty flary sides. So, I mean, if they've got a side that's prepared to let them throw the ball around and isn't structurally sound and defensively, then they're going to take it to them. And when they come up against other sides like the Waratahs and the Lions that also rely on flashy play, then... It's just like they out-attack them and they use attack as the best form of defence, but when they get into an arm wrestle, they have a bit of trouble. So, I mean, I don't see them troubling the finals, but they'll certainly throw a spanner in the works for a couple more teams and be interesting to see how they travel. Next up, the Brumbies, mate. I mean, they've got a few players coming back and they're supposed to be welcoming back Pocock this week, which will be a good in for them. But, I mean, it's a good test for them again in the derby against the Waratahs this weekend. If they're smart enough and they take the Waratahs in the front row, they probably should be stronger than them in the front row. I mean, I'd be almost, you know, just running and dropping the ball and just taking scrums all day if I was the Brumbies. But too many question marks over their back line. It started to gel a little bit last week, or the week before, sorry, with Liliafano moving to 12. So it'd be interesting to see how that goes going forward.
Yeah, I think their new coach, and they have stated quite a few times, they have changed their whole structure of play this year, trying to spin it a bit wider and that sort of stuff. But probably a bit like the Rebels, I think they'll probably come into their own second half of the year and Rebels will come back to the pack. And I really think the Australian Conference will be, you know, that top spot will be really close towards the back end.
I'm going to have to agree to disagree. I don't think your Brumbies at the Brumbies there will be troubling for top spot, but I think there might be a three-way force. Mate, one man can't carry a team.
He'll try.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Next up, the Sharks, mate. Again, another one we had a bit of differentiation on. You had them sitting a little bit higher. You had them up in 10th. I had them in 14th. So the way they performed against the Rebels on the weekend was just pretty average. They got absolutely spanked, and the Rebels weren't at their best. I don't think there's too much else to be said. That South African Conference is probably the weakest of the three, but only by nose over the Australians. And then you got the Bulls there in 14th. I don't think there's too much that separates them. I'm probably a bit higher on the Bulls than you are. I think they're a stronger side. They've had a pretty tough run. They've probably had the opposite draw to the Rebels. They've done a lot of travelling, so it'll be interesting to see once they settle into their rhythm. And the unanimous pick for 15th, mate, the Sunwolves.
Yeah.
Mate, they've built on what they were last year, I think, but they've still got a fair way to go.
Yeah, they have been competitive in most of their games, bar the one last week. But
They're a bit like the Jaguars, I think, mate, up and down. And
They have a go, but they played the 80 minutes.
Struggling to deal with the travel. Well, mate, they played about 8 minutes last week, I think. The Chiefs played a bit of touch with them, but again, they'll get in the arm wrestle. They'll pick up a couple of bonus points. Hopefully, they can get a win or two later in the year as the draw sort of suits them a little bit better.
Rebels and, Reds would be good to get the win against, mate. The
Brumbies, mate, I reckon they didn't miss by much last time. So, hey, that's the Super Rugby Power Rankings. Might move into round seven's games. And I mean, it's the seventh game for some teams and the fifth game for others. It's a bit all over the shop. It's hard to read the ladder based on that. But we'll start out Friday night, the Chiefs and the Highlanders, mate. How do you see this one playing out?
Yeah, I'm going to go Chiefs just based on they're back at home. Good win last week. Highlanders obviously had a tough loss there last week. But I'm going to go Chiefs in an arm wrestle, 1-12, mate.
Yeah, mate, I just think the Highlanders are a bit classier in outfit. The fact that the Chiefs have to come back from Tokyo as well add to their load a little bit. Whereas the Highlanders obviously just played in New Zealand last week. As a rule, the home teams are getting it done most of the time. But, I think this will be a cracker anyway on a early Friday night game, mate, leading into the second Friday night game. So with that one, I'll go the Highlanders 1-12. The Rebels host the Hurricanes at Amy Park. This will be the first real test for the Rebels, I think, and might be a bit of an eye-opener for some of the Rebels fans that are sitting on cloud nine.
Yeah, I think you're right there, mate. I think Hurricanes, really solid win last week. Playing pretty good footy, and yeah, I think they'll win this one, mate. I think they'll get it done 13+.
Oh, he's going big on this one, mate. That's not like you at all. No. Starting to learn from your recent errors or something? Is that what's going on here, or...?
I think I'm copping too much grief off air, mate, from you in the week. So,
yeah, mate,
get off the fence and have a go.
Yeah, mate, have a crack, swing for the fence. I'm with you, mate. I don't think they'll do it by much more than 13, but I think they'll get it done. I just think the skills of, you know, the Barretts and co. there are going to be way too strong for the Rebels. I think the Rebels, you know, will probably be in this one for 50 or 60 minutes, and the Hurricanes might get away a little bit late. Next up, we have in the early hours of Saturday morning, early afternoon of Saturday, sorry, the Blues versus the Sharks, I had it the wrong way around, over at Eden Park. Mate, the Blues, if they're going to have a crack at this, this is probably the time.
This is their game, mate. Two teams probably battling along. You know, it might be a chance to kickstart their season, but I'm going to go the Blues at home just based on, you know, Sharks being away from home again and they lost last week. Blues, mate, I reckon they'll get it done 1-12.
Yeah, mate, I've seen the Sharks turn up against the Rebels last week and get absolutely spanked. They're going to be a bit more tired. The Blues are at home again. You know, they're a pretty strong side, realistically, and if they don't get a good win here, probably really is a massive dent in their finals hopes. You know, it'll be past a third of the way through the season and they'll be really languishing. especially the fact that some of the other Kiwi sides are playing each other and got some good points to get some, you know, bonus points and wins up. So I think the Blues will get it done as well, mate. I'm going to go Blues 13 plus.
Nice.
Next one up, the derby we're all looking forward to in the Aussie Conference. The Brumbies hosting the Waratahs. Mate, plenty to be seen here. As we said, Pocock's back. Both sides coming off the bye.
Yep.
And she'll be a cracker down there in crisp old Canberra. Oh, mate, I've been down there last weekend. It was getting pretty fresh at this time of year. So the Brumbies, their last up game, I think they beat the Sharks in a close one. And the Waratahs, well, they absolutely smacked the Rebels. So if you look at that, the Rebels pumped the Sharks last week. So based on that, if you just do pure differential, then the Waratahs should win by about 50. I don't think that's going to be the case. With Pocock coming back and a bit more settled Brumbies team and fresh off the bye, I'm going to go the Waratahs in this one. Not by much, mate. Waratahs 1-12.
Yeah, mate. I think the Waratahs, probably one thing probably concerned Gibson, their slow starts. They probably need to work on that. But, you know, I suppose if you've got the incredible Hulk, Nuavara, whatever his name is, on the bench.
Impact man, yeah.
Impact super sub, and Folau on the wing was outstanding. I'm going to go Waratahs, mate, 13 plus. I'm feeling really good about this one.
Here we
Tip
go.
Of the week.
Here we go, lock it in. All right, so don't put your house on that, whatever you do. Early hours of Sunday morning, 2:15. We've got the Bulls hosting the Stormers. Mate, this is probably going to be a real good measure of where the Bulls are at and the Stormers. Both sides probably need a win to really get amongst it, especially with the next game to come. They could probably... If we have a look at the standings, certainly a win here would put them right within touching distance of the for the Stormers of the Lions, with the Lions playing the Crusaders, and bring the Bulls back into the conference.
Yeah, it will be, mate. Bulls will be happy to get home, but I think the Stormers will get this one done, mate, and I'm going to go 13 plus again.
You absolutely swung it around, mate. I'm going to tip the Bulls at home, mate. Loftus-Versfield, it's a cracker of a ground, and they have a pretty good record there. It's not far for the Stormers to travel, but I'm going to go the Bulls 1-12. Final match of the round, the Lions hosting the Crusaders. The Lions looking not to go back-to-back with losses. They've come back from South Africa, while the Crusaders last week had that win against the Bulls on Friday night, so they've had plenty of time. This one's in an unusual time, so 10:30 our time Sunday night, so it's a Sunday afternoon game. On Easter Sunday over there in Emirates Airlines Park in Joburg. And, mate, how do you see it shaping up?
Could be anything, mate. Depends what Lions team actually turn up. But I'm going to go Crusaders here, mate. And I think they'll get it done 1-12. They're sitting high in our power rankings, and I reckon they'll carry on from where they left off last week.
Yeah, mate. I think with the fact they've had the longer turnaround to get across there, I'm going to go the Crusaders as well. They've made a good history in recent times going over to South Africa and having a first up win. So I'm going to go to Crusaders to continue the Lions' misery, 13 plus.
Yeah, nice.
So
not much to talk about in the rest of the rugby scene, mate.
No, mate.
Local rugby kicks off next week.
Yeah,
so.
Still another week away, so we'll be getting into that. I think the season launch for them is on Friday, is it?
Friday week, yeah. So Kefu, mate.
That'll be a cracking little afternoon, so... we'll get into a bit of a preview for the local rugby next week. Obviously, you won't be giving too many opinions, mate. Seeing as you're the incumbent crippled referee of the Super Rugby. But I might move on, mate, to one of the crowd favourite segments. I want to quickly, before we get into this, mate, it's a big issue everyone's talking about. It's probably the biggest issue in Australian sport at the moment. The Hofs red card.
Yeah.
What happened?
Brain exploded. Two yellows, wasn't it, I believe?
Yeah, mate. The first one was a little bit tough, but I saw even he came out on, I think it was Instagram during the week, and sort of said, yeah, the second one was a bit silly, a bit of a brain snap. So he'll be having a little rest this week, and I won't be seeing him in action. So, mate, in honour of his fellow red card compatriot who returns this week, we're going to rename the segment for 1 week, and it's Roy's House. Let's get into Roy's House. I don't know if that means you've got to do this with an Irish accent or what's going on there, but... mate, last week, she was a bit disappointing. Not only the red card, but 5-2. She was a drubbing at the hands of Adelaide.
Yeah, Lachie Jackson was copping all sorts on social media.
Yeah, he's not the most popular man, but...
he was singing his praises the last 3 weeks, saying what a good feeling he's been, but...
Yeah, that's all right. We all have bad days, mate, and it looked like all 11 of the blokes out there decided to have a bad day on the same day.
Yeah, that's right. I don't think there was anything to gain out of that game, mate, but...
well, there was. There was 3 points, so we could have closed the gap on Sydney, but...
Could have, but we're happy in second, mate. We've qualified. We'll get a home semi. So
well, Asian Champions League, mate, it's all happening.
I think Ernie, like from his few interviews this week, mate, he's going to get the boat rocking, mate, and get in finals mode, so...
I mean, yeah. Mathematically, mate, we can still finish first, it's all right.
We can, yeah, but I think it's very hard now.
You changed your tune pretty quickly, mate. I said this last week and you were carrying on, you know, oh yeah, we'll still get that. And I said, as usual, I was right. What a surprise. What a surprise. But yeah, as I said... the Mariners got out to a good start. I got a bit excited there. I thought they might have rolled the Sydney FC and kept us in a sniff, but Sydney FC came back 2-1. Wanderers, they're a little bit nervy. My stunt double Joseph's a bit nervous, mate. After a 3-0 loss at the hands of City, it's been something like 2.5 years since they've won in Melbourne. And the Phoenix at last.
They got a point.
They got a point,
against
mate.
The Giant Killers, yeah, the Roar from the week before.
With against Brisbane Roar at home. Keeps this wooden spoon battle well and truly alive. Geez, I'd love to hand that to the Mariners in the last round. That'd be great. And Perth upset Melbourne Victory 1-0. That certainly livens up that battle for 5th and 6th. But she's tight. I think Sydney FC's got the Premier's plate racked up. We are locked into second now. Melbourne City, they've got the jump on 3rd with the run home. But obviously, big game coming up. And yeah, so then the 6th place is the one I talked about. You've got Western Sydney with a 4 and against a minus 9 on 30 points. Brisbane Roar with a 4 and against a minus 6 on 29. And Perth minus 13 on 29 as well. So it'll be very interesting to see how that pans out. And Central Coast sitting 2 points in front of Wellington Phoenix. And as I said, there's only 3 games to go, mate. So interestingly enough, a few of those sides do clash on the run home, as you could imagine. But the big one, mate, this weekend on Sunday, Jets hosting Melbourne City. Really now, it's just about trying to get our team gelling, and we've got pretty much everyone back now, barring Hoff and Bogart, which doesn't look like he will come back. It's touch and go on him. I think they're still sort of counting that he's probably unlikely unless we make the grand final.
Yeah, that's right, mate. And I think it'll be pushed 50-50, I reckon, on Petrados, how he recovers from the big trip back from England overnight.
Yeah, I'd still be resting him, to be honest, after
We've got Vargas, we've got Pato, we've got McGree, you know, Kanarovsky and that are playing well in the, you know, the defensive midfield.
It's no value, mate, in risking someone with, you know, keep him fresh, give him a week off, maybe give him 5-10 minutes at the end if you want to, depending on how the game's shaping up, just to, you know, run some miles out of his legs, but... not really any benefit for us in risking him, I don't think. We're locked into that second place, so...
Yeah, Vucic, the forgotten man, mate. Slots in for old Hoff at the right back.
So. You're going from someone who's 6 foot tall to someone who's 2 foot tall, so that could be interesting.
And as slow as Declan, but we'll get there in the end,
mate.
I think.
Yeah, so might run through the other games quickly, mate. Perth, Sydney. I'm going to go Sydney 2-1.
Perth.
Score?
4-0.
You're on drugs. Mate, you really got to get that dealt with.
Crack pipe back, mate.
Yeah, mate, exactly. Adelaide, Wellington. I'm going to go Adelaide 2-0.
Yeah, I'm going to go 1-1 draw here, mate.
1-1 draw. Brisbane versus the Mariners. I'm going to go Brisbane 4-0.
Yeah, I'm going to go Brisbane 3-2.
Melbourne Victory, Western Sydney Wanderers. I'm going to go 2-1 to Victory. Poor old Western Sydney. They got a bad record down there and they're going back.
Yeah, I think 3-0 here to Victory, mate.
And the big one, Easter Sunday, Newcastle Jets hosting Melbourne City money bags.
30,000 expected, I reckon.
I think you're a bit aggressive there,
minus
mate.
15.
I'd say 15 to 17 would be great. I reckon we'll end up with 13. What are you going to go, mate?
Mate, I think we'll bounce back. I think Rodriguez and that, and Pato and Vargas and whoever else is back from injury will be back looking good, mate. I reckon we'll get the job done here. I reckon it'll be a good game. I reckon it'll be 3-1 to the Jets.
3-1 to the Jets, you're going, mate. And any thoughts around a first goal scorer for me?
It'd be good to get O'Donovan hit in form before the semis, mate. So I'm going to go O'Donovan with a Vargas assist for the first goal.
Yeah, you can't bet on who assists him, mate. So let's just settle down a little bit there. So let's just have a look at the correct odds and the goal score odds. So you've gone Jets to win at 225. I'm in with you there. I'm going to go 2-0. You've gone 3-1. Let's have a look if we can get the correct score. So 2-0, courtesy of Bet365, $12, 3-1, $17. Plenty of value there, mate. And let's have a look at the goal scorers. I'm going to go Pato to score first. And I think there's going to be a lot of late goals. Let me find the market here. Jeez, we're struggling. This is obviously my first time steering this.
Shout out to the Jets too, mate. Even though they got beat, it's the 24th consecutive game they have scored, so they're still scoring.
Mate, that's not too bad at all, is it? So I'm missing something here, but
breaking records for fun this year. The old Jets, the Ernie Merrick, give him the keys of the city. Jets, mate, they're looking good.
You're going to give him the keys of the city, mate. Jeez.
Or Laurie's brother.
Yeah, well, there's always that. So. I dead set cannot find it, so I don't know how to steer this thing, but we might even try and post those up if we can get a chance, and we might move on from the big leagues and look at the NPL, mate. Lubo's house.
Yeah, I didn't get out to any of these games, mate.
That's poor, mate. That's poor. I haven't watched a bit of Broadmeadow Magic in Lambton from Canberra. So, yeah, mate, I love it. A
few less goals this week by the look of it, mate.
Yeah, a few less, mate. So, Hamilton Olympic, they had their first win with a 1-0 win over Adamstown. Valentine, they had a couple of injuries in their game. Didn't look too good for them, and they lost 2-1 to the Jets Youth. Charlestown City continued their winning ways, 3-1 against Maitland. Broadmeadow and Lambton played at a draw, and Western beat Lake Macquarie. So, I mean, we pretty much tipped most of those, mate. I think we had Valentine beating Newcastle Jets, but we said it was a bit of a hard one to pick, and I think you had Lambton beating Broadmeadow. Or no, you had Broadmeadow winning. But that was a draw as a pick there. So that sees the ladder with Charlestown City flying high, undefeated, and two wins. Broadmeadow, Lambton, the Jets Youth with 4 points. So all those sides still undefeated. Hamilton Olympic, Western Workers, and Maitland in a logjam in the middle. And then Edgeworth and Valentine from their one outing, both with a loss. And Lake Macquarie, the only team with two losses so far. Mate, very early days. Let's have a look at next round and get your tips for that, mate. Anyone taking any fancy?
They're playing over the Easter break?
They are, mate. Most of the games, I think, are either Good Friday or... And then there's one on Saturday and one on Sunday. Yeah. So, mate, the Good Friday games. We've got Maitland hosting Adamstown. What are your thoughts there, mate?
Yeah, I think Maitland at home, mate. We'll get that done after Adelaide got pipped last week.
Adelaide United, mate. Get them in there. Mate. I expect that too. Lake Macquarie hosting Charlestown City.
It'll be a long day for Lake Macquarie, mate.
I went by about 1,000.
Sam Walker better start scoring some goals, mate, or it's going to be a long
Mate, you're into season. Sam Walker. Do you even know this poor kid?
Yeah, he coached Saxon at Sporty Kids a couple of years ago. Nice young kid.
He's one of about seven kids. There's seven kids in their family. They're from Kempsey. I know him from up there. And very handy soccer family. Sam, Tom, their older brother Daniel used to play as well. But Sam and Tom floating around, still playing for Lake Macquarie. Hopefully they can get a win, but I can't see them beating Charleston. I think that might be a bit of a drubbing. I expect Hamilton to, in the Friday night on Good Friday, 6 o'clock over at Darling Street, mate. Probably a good thing to do on a Friday night if there's not much else happening at home.
Oh, yeah, mate.
You can't get takeaway alcohol, so you may as well get down to the soccer. So 6 o'clock Friday night at Darling Street. Hamilton, mate, I'd expect them to win by a few against Valentine.
Same.
Yeah, Lambton, mate, Saturday, on Easter Saturday, they're playing Western over at Arthur Eden Oval there. So, again, mate, on form, I'd expect Lambton to be the victors here.
Yeah, mate, I think Lambton in this one, and I think the next game will be the match of the round there.
Magic Magic and Edgeworth. Edgeworth didn't get off the start they wanted to the season, but they'll be looking to bounce back. I'm going to actually tip the Eagles to get the upset here, mate.
Oh, I'm going to go a draw, mate, I reckon. A high scoring
draw. Back to you sitting on the fence. High sitting scoring, fence. So 7-all. 9-7 like the Broncos
all.
Tigers.
Nah, it'll be 3-all, mate. Cracker of a game.
3-all. How many goals will James Vigili score?
Six. You get three disallowed.
Three own goals as well. Beautiful, I love it. All right, so get down. Plenty of NPL action on this weekend. There's not too much other local sport except for the cricket on Good Friday. So, yeah, certainly worth going down and checking out your local action. in the NPL there. And that's Lubo's house, the great man running around for Charleston City, featured in a
caveman.
A glamour shot. Yeah, he looks a bit like Sebastian Chabal, doesn't he?
Yeah, wrong sport, I think.
We'll have to try and get an interview with him. I'm sure he'd have some priceless things to say. He's a man of many words, old Lubo. So move on into the AFL, mate. There's a couple of upsets in the opening round. I was down at the University of New South Wales Oval, also known as Manuka to the cricket fans.
How was it, mate?
She was good, mate. I was sitting behind the goals. Got
row four, I believe.
Yeah, row four. Plenty of balls flying over my head. It was great. Not as much action of balls in the face as you normally enjoy, but yeah. Take what you can get. So we'll just run through the results from the weekend. Loads up. Thursday night, mate. Richmond came back from a slow start against Carlton to win.
+26.
By 26, yeah. The Bombers, they beat the Crows. That was a bit of an upset, mate. Questions about whether the peptides are back or James Hurd's floating around. Who knows?
Stephen Dank was the masseuse, I believe.
Who knows, mate. The Bombers might be... there's a few people talking about them now. Saints, they got the win hard fought. They started slow as well against the Lions. Hodgie there really galvanised them. Port Adelaide absolutely spanked the Fremantle Dockers. The next game, mate, in conditions that could only be described as perfect for AFL... Cyclonic. I think the ground was under about 150 centimetres of water. Probably water polo, cyclonic winds. You could tell by the scoring that it was all one way. Unfortunately, most of it was the Gold Coast. These two sides not known for accurate kicking at the best of times. So putting them in a cyclone probably didn't help. 55-39, my Kangaroos. Hopefully, you know, they can go better this week. But they're no more depressing than the Raiders. The Hawks, they gave it up to the Magpies, 101-67. Game I was at the Giants, 133-51. I think it was 26-22 at quarter time. So last three quarters were 107-29. It was all one way traffic. The Giants put an absolute show. Big Jeremy Cameron up front kicked a bag. The Cats got out of jail against a errant kicking Melbourne. Melbourne 29 scoring shots. The Cats 27, but the Cats kicked a little bit straighter. And the Swans, they did the job over there in WA and beat the West Coast Eagles, mate.
Big bad buddy, mate. Looking fit. 8 goals.
Yeah, mate. I think that puts him in front of Cameron for the Coleman medal after round one. So not much in it, but enough. So as I said here before, we're going to go in and tip the games this week, mate. We'll tip some margins on these ones. So first up on Thursday night, we've got Adelaide playing Richmond. Adelaide somehow are favourites in this game. So, I mean, they do grow an extra leg at home. But, yeah, it'd be certainly interesting to see, mate. How do you see this one playing out?
Yeah, obviously my boys there, the Crows, very disappointing last week with their finish. I think they'll bounce back, mate. I think they'll get the job done and it'll be... What are we picking? 1-39.
Yeah, so I'll get it done 1-39. I'm going to go Richmond 1-39 just for a bit of point of difference, mate. Tigers to continue their premiership form. The Good Friday footy, now this is what it's all about. North Melbourne hosting St Kilda. St Kilda are $1.38 favourites. North Melbourne $3.10. I'm going to go with my heart here and say North Melbourne gets it done, but geez, even I think I'm kidding myself.
Yeah, I think the Saints in this one for me, mate. Plus 40, is it?
30? 40 plus.
Yeah.
Mate, 330. There's some value there, so get amongst that. All right. And then Carlton hosting the Gold Coast Suns. The Gold Coast coming off a win, Carlton coming off a loss. Carlton favourites there, mate. I'm expecting Carlton to absolutely put them through the ringer. I just don't rate the Gold Coast altogether, and that game would have been draining last week, so I'm going to go Carlton 40 plus here.
Yeah, I agree, mate. The roof will be closed. There won't be 400 mils of rain this week, so yeah, they'll get it done 40 plus.
Alright, mate, plenty of value there. $4 that one. So Collingwood hosting GWS. Mate, GWS, so I think Collingwood will be a bit improved from last week, but GWS, mate, they're on song. I'm going to go them 40 plus as well, even on the road down in Melbourne.
See why they're probably the favourites with the team, you know, the club captains outside of Richmond to go back to back, and I think they'll get the job done here, mate. 1-39 also.
Yeah, not also, I went 40 plus, but that's alright. Next one, the Battle of the Capital Cities, Brisbane hosting Melbourne. How do you see this one shaping up, mate? 40 plus Brisbane? Hodgie to kick 10?
Nah. Virgili might get a cup. I think Brisbane will get this one done, mate, at home. I think it'll be a 40-plus to the Lions, but I don't think Hodge will kick 10.
Yeah, you're going to get Brisbane 40-plus.
Yeah, mate.
That's paying $21, mate.
Get on it. Put a dollar on it. That'll pay for your eggs for Sunday.
Jeez, mate. I'm going to go Melbourne. I'm just going to get them in a close one here. Yeah. 1-39. And next up, Freo hosting Essendon in a late night Saturday night game. Mate, this round obviously stretches out across about 5 days, so it's just a big one. Freo host Essendon. This one could be interesting, mate. Freo got spanked last week. Essendon had the upset win. They've now got to travel across the Nullarbor. How do you see this one shaping up?
Yeah, I think the Bombers will be riding high, mate. Even though Docker's first game at home, I think Bombers will get it done 1-39.
Yeah, I'm going to go with you there, mate. The travel might add a bit of a factor, but I think the Bombers will go back-to-back here and start the season in the right fashion. Hey, the next one up is Western Bulldogs versus West Coast Eagles. And that's the early game on Easter Sunday. Western Bulldogs favourites even after their loss. West Coast travelling over, and this one will be played at Etihad, which certainly suits the Dogs.
Yeah, mate, I think the 2015 Premiers will get the job done here, mate. 40-plus.
40-plus, mate. Wow. I'm going to go with the Dogs, but I'm going to go 1-39. I just didn't see enough from them last week, but we'll see how they go. Your 40-plus, a value bet, again, at $5, mate. This multi's stacking up for you. It's paying about $10,000. Next up, Sydney host Port Adelaide. Mate, this is probably up there with the Easter Monday cracker, one of the matches of the round.
Yeah, mate. Sydney's first game at home for the year. I think they'll be too strong based on Buddy, but I don't think it'll be 40-plus, mate. 1-39 here.
Yeah, me too, mate. I think it'll be a cracker of a game. I expect them to win it by 4 or 5 goals, but I don't think they'll blow it out to that sort of 7-10 goal range. Next one up, Geelong versus Hawthorn. Not much in this one. Geelong, 8.5-point favourites. So, mate, she'll be a crack at the MCG. A bumper crowd on Easter Monday. She's always a classic, this one.
Yeah, 90,000-plus, I reckon, mate. Geelong got out of jail last week. Hawks played really well. So I'm going to tip the Hawks in this one, mate. But, again, I think it's going to be similar to the game before. I think it's going to be tight, and I'm going to go 1-39.
Mate, I'm going to go with the Cats. I think they'll be have everyone back to full fitness, basically, and I expect them to get over the top of Hawthorn. I just think they're a much better side, Geelong, so I'm going to go Geelong 1-39. The Cats 1-39 is paying 220. Your Hawks are paying 275 there, mate. So that's the AFL wrap here. So we're moving on again, mate, and Newcastle District Cricket Grand Final. She's poised. They got one day of play-in on Sunday. My man Joey Price didn't quite get the start he wanted. It was a low-scoring affair. James King came to the rescue after coming in at about 4 for 27, batted out most of the day and got 93 off about 700 rocks, I think.
263 balls, I believe.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive considering that he came in after 4 wickets were down and they only faced about 500 balls all up, so he obviously did a job there. They posed at 210. Again, Tim O'Neill was the main man, and Tim O'Neill and Palmer were the main men for them.
Yeah. Sam Palmer took the first 4 wickets.
Yeah, he got off to a flying start there, mate, and doesn't look like he bowled too much after that, to be honest. But he
broke his thumb, I believe.
That's the case. So I'd miss out on that. So that could be interesting to see how that goes if he has to bat.
He went off the field for large parts of the game, and they reckon he, if needed this week, he could be in very much doubt to be able to.
Yeah, especially the short turnaround, mate. Only a 5-day turnaround. They played Good Friday, weather permitting. Merriweather are none for two. They've got 90 overs to work with, I understand. And, mate, she's in the balance. 210, it's not a huge total, but we know from the week before that, you know, 180 was a defendable total, so...
140, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, 140 was a defendable total. So 210, be right in the mix, especially with the bowling attack that the Rosellas possess.
Yeah, it's experience versus probably the competition bowling attack. So, you know, it all comes down to 90 overs on Saturday. So, I think it's going to be a good day's play if you're around town, mate. Get out there and have a look. Get amongst it. Nothing better to do on a good Friday.
Yeah, mate. You go down to this one and then head over to Hamilton Olympic at 10 past 6 afterwards, mate. Just not that far away. It's only a 5-minute drive. So, have a cracking good Friday.
Yeah, mate.
Leave your kids with their mothers and turn your mobile phones off.
Yeah, that would be an excellent
good Friday. You'd love to be able to do that, wouldn't you?
I wish I could do that, yeah.
You'd be coming home to sleep with Toby the cat.
Yeah, I think the keys will be changed, mate. But no, I think it'll be a good day, and I think it'll be a good finish to what's been a pretty decent season of Newcastle cricket, mate. we'll obviously give it a big review next week and thing. But I still probably lean towards West, mate. Runs on the board in the final is always handy.
Mate, runs on the board and a bowling attack that includes Allen, Aldis, Lodchek,
the leading wicket taker, mate. Price,
Wivel. Mate, there's plenty there in that team. And William Shakespeare is the safe hands behind the stumps.
Yeah, that's right. And McBride, the Scottish import.
Yeah, mate, he'll roll the armour. So there's plenty there. I just think the depth of their bowling attack is going to be too much. They'll find a couple of guys who are in form and can tie down a few overs. And
hopefully there's a few blokes picking the seam, mate, or biting the ball.
Yeah, mate. We wouldn't mind some controversy to talk about next week. So, yeah. Joe, if you're listening, you know,
some tape, something. Can we keep our headline we were going to say last week onto this week?
What's that?
West End drought and...
Oh, yeah, the newspaper headline, mate. Yeah, we'll touch on that at the end.
Change it.
The question, though, mate, you might be able to clarify for me. If Merriweather aren't all out at the end of the day's play, do West win as the minor premiers? Or is it a joint premiership?
No,
it's a
draw match. I did find out off my mate, the scorer, Kath Pink, from Charlestown last week. It is played as if it's reduced to one day or whatever. It is changed. It's a 2 day rules over 1 day, but obviously this one's still played over 2 days, but they have to get the score to win.
Okay, so if
they need 209,
so they need 209 more runs. If they only get 205, West are declared the winners.
West will win, yes.
And it's maximum 90
overs. 90
overs
maximum.
There we go. So if you do the maths there, it's not too complex to work out. They need a bit over 2 and over, so it's not a rapid run rate, but it's probably above what's been scored on that deck in recent times. So get down there. They can't bat for a draw and share the premiership, so plenty of good cricket to be had, weather permitting. And that's the Newcastle District cricket. We might get onto some bigger things, mate.
Hoff's red card.
I know you're a man who likes to have his balls tampered with. What are your thoughts on the incident here?
Yeah,
Australian Test cricket team allegedly in disrepute, in disarray, and any other dis words apart from a dishwasher that you'd like to throw out there.
Disharmony.
Dispute.
Yeah, I
disgusting.
Think it's been disgust. A bit of a... Yeah, well, it's been a big few days. Obviously, Rugby League wasn't on the front and back page for 2 days, but they're back now. But
that's it. Let's get into this cricket, mate. But what are your thoughts?
Well, I think...
And don't sit on the fence.
I'm not sitting on the fence. Like, I think local cricket, even Shield cricket, mate, it happens all the time. And, you know, there's penalties there of...
Five runs
and, you know, there's not even suspensions. And, you know, it's happened at that elite level. I don't agree with what they've done, and I think, you know, they'll cop what they cop, and they're obviously going to miss lots of money, obviously sponsorship, IPL, Cricket Australia contracts, you know, Smith's the captain of Australia, Weet-Bix have already pulled the pin.
Well, mate, quick question before we go too far in. If Cricket Australia bans Steve Smith and David Warner for 12 months, 2 years, does that carry across to the IPL? Because it's not an ICC suspension.
No, the ICC suspended him for Smith only for one match, which is all they can do. So they obviously see it as...
Mate, that's something interesting, isn't it? Because that's, like we talked about, like you said, it's a 5-run penalty in any cricket if you get caught.
Yep.
And a one-match suspension is the maximum that any governing body can currently hand down, unless it's taken external, as Cricket Australia are doing. Yep. They're obviously not seeing it as a really drastic issue. Like, it's not up there, you know, people are comparing it to drugs in sport and these sorts of things. And, you know, I heard it yesterday compared to Lance Armstrong and cycling. And at the end of the day, if the governing international body only sees it as a one-match ban, is it really that big of an issue? And I've heard a number of players, both at a local level, state level. We heard an interview with Brett Jeeves in recent times where he admitted to ball tampering.
Nick Lewis, the bowling coach of Tasmania, rubbed it on a car park.
It happens all the time. You know, apparently it's a common thing. I mean, obviously, you know, we can't condone the fact that it's been done, but is it that big of a deal? And secondly, what do you think is the appropriate sanction from Cricket Australia?
Well, I think they'll get year suspension. I think probably most of the problem is around the, I don't know, people, like, they're obviously trying to get on side with the public, but I think they've, like, I read some of Steve Waugh's comments, and I think, you know, it's probably gone away. Cricket has gone away from that spirit of cricket. They, especially this last couple of years, Australia are really hated, especially Warner around the world, by, they seem to want to win it at all costs. which I suppose, you know, if you want to win, you want to get
that's
money.
That's what they paid for, mate.
But, you know, I still think there's got to be an element, you know, the baggy green, you play, you can play within the spirit of the game, and that's...
So if they're playing T20 or one day, you don't mind?
They should still play within the spirit of the game, but I just think that's probably the issue, but... Yeah, I think they'll probably get a year. I don't think Warner will play Test cricket again.
Okay.
I think Smith probably will.
Bancroft?
Bancroft, I reckon he'll get 6 months.
So in terms, that's what you think they're going to get. What do you, if you were dishing out the punishments, what would you be having happen?
I'd probably be sitting down with probably Smith and getting. You know, we need to get back in context with Steve Waugh's mantra thing. He came back in 2003, but he obviously probably needs a bit of, I don't know.
What are you dishing out as the punishment? That's just some counselling, and he can play in the next test series?
Bit of counselling, 6 months. I probably wouldn't allow him to play in the IPL, which I think the IPL are in conversation with Cricket Australia.
I don't think it's Cricket Australia's decision. The IPL would have to sanction that.
I think the IPL are talking about not allowing them to play and earning... $2.4 million each from that competition.
Yeah.
So I'd probably make him sit out, but I'd probably, you know, 6 months suspension from all forms and...
Mate, I'm going to take you onto a different tangent here a little bit. The NFL. Tom Brady is the Donald Bradman of the NFL. He got suspended for 4 games for deflating balls, which added a proven advantage to his team, which won them a significant match. The matches that we're talking about, Australia lost anyway...
Yep.
So it didn't influence the result. The governing body sees it as a 5-run penalty and a 1-match suspension. At the end of the day, Cricket Australia doesn't have an obligation to suspend these players for any more than that. And if they do, I think 12 months or anything more extensive than that is absolutely ridiculous. The NFL is one of the biggest money sports in the world, and they suspended their biggest name player for 4 weeks. I think a suspension for the remainder of this test series is sufficient for all 3 players. Saying that, I think you're right. I think we'll be looking at 6 and 12-month suspensions. I don't think we'll see Cameron Bancroft in the test side again. We may see David Warner, but unlikely. And Steve Smith, whether he returns or whether this forces them once their bans are up just to become T20 guns for hire, is a whole other kettle of fish. It's a blessing in disguise, though, if your names are Glenn Maxwell, Joe Burns, and Matty Renshaw.
That's right, man. Don't forget, Hanscom is already over there, so... You know, them four are obviously...
Oh, and Tim Payne, of course.
Tim Payne, 46 test captain. That's already been confirmed. And I think it got confirmed today. There'll be no further sanction against Darren Lehman. So...
I wouldn't be surprised if at the end of this series, Darren Lehman jumps before he's pushed, however.
Yeah, you're probably right.
He's going to wrap, he's gonna wrap up next year.
Based on what I've read and watched, I don't think he did know. People are saying, well, he should have known, but... Well,
he had involvement of some level, whether it was at the point or after the fact, in that he tried to, you know, alert them to disguise it. So that in itself, I think, is enough for him as a coach and a senior person. I'm pretty disappointed in terms of Steve Smith in that, mate, if the leadership group did decide to do this and it was premeditated, which is probably the biggest issue with it, is that they threw the kid under the bus, so to speak.
He's a grown up. Moises on Reeks made a point there. You reckon Smith may have overheard it on the thing, obviously didn't do anything about it, and then they've gone out and done it, and Smith might have been covering for Bancroft.
Moises understands, obviously, as a captain of an international side in Portugal.
Yeah, that's right. But I think, you know, he might not be too far off the mark.
I think that's a lot of speculation and whatnot. We can only base it on what we're seeing. And yeah, at the end of the day, I don't have that big of an issue with it. I know that's not going to sit well with a lot of people, but at the end of the day, we all bend the rules. I don't think there's any real difference between this and what Faf du Plessis did. A lot of people say, oh, look, you know, they were roughing up the ball. He was shining the ball. Shining's allowed, but you're not allowed to use artificial substances. There's black and white rules about what you're allowed to do in terms of enhancing the ball's quality or deteriorating the ball's quality. He went past it. They went past it. I mean, I heard an analogy today, and it's a pretty horrible and an ordinary one, but... If you're a convicted pedophile for sleeping with a 15-year-old, it's no different than being a convicted pedophile and sleeping with a 12-year-old. There's no depths of this. You either did it or you didn't. And at the end of the day, they've both done it. Plenty of other players have done it over the time. You know, other players have done more blatant ways. Shahid Afridi just, you know, thought the ball was an apple. But at the end of the day, slap on the wrist, pull their heads in, stand them down from the captaincy. And, you know, at the end of the day, we need to pick the best side for the Australian team. I think... you're going to lose as much out of not having them in the team, disinterest in the series when we get smacked by India over summer, as you are by having them in the team.
Yeah, mate.
So maybe suspend them all.
You're probably right.
Five or 6 months. And 6 months sees them all back in time for that series. Let them lose their IPL. Dave Warner's lost his OLED TV deal. I don't know what he's going to talk to people about now. You know, yeah. Maybe he's just going to go and hang out with Sonny.
I think he's lost a few friends on the WhatsApp, mate. I heard he took himself off the group chat.
Oh, so. Well, mate, there's a few players that have asked for him to be moved out of the hotel and stuff.
Maybe he's going to run at the Blues with Sonny Bill.
Yeah, well, mate, they can talk about Candace and her ins and outs, so to speak. But, mate, that's probably the be-all and end-all. At the end of the day, South Africa won the test.
You were right, mate. You got the thing, and I don't think they can... They can't lose the series.
No, mate, but they've never won a series against us over there, so it would be a big moment for them to win the game. I'd be very surprised if they didn't. They'd be very disappointed. But there's some guys there with a point to prove. Very interesting that the leadership group was involved in all of that, yet none of the bowlers that are in the leadership group have been smacked on the wrist or anything. But at the end of the day, it is what it is. We'll get on with cricket.
Big shout out to Gary the Goat Line, mate. He actually took his 300th test wicket
That slipped under the radar. But I'm just hoping they pick the big show and we get to see the big show fire.
Big show Renshaw, 81 off 83 balls in the Shield final yesterday, mate.
Dispense balls from...
Mornay, last test.
Yeah, mate, Mornay's last test, exactly. So there's plenty here to look at, you know. I think we need to move on from it, sort of push on.
Friday.
I'll be honest, they need to get to a decision before Friday about what they're doing. They need to announce it tomorrow and move on so that people can focus on the cricket, because at the end of the day, it's not fair to those guys that are playing if they do put in a good performance or, you know, whatever it might be, or, you know, even the South African guys, if this is overshadowing it for another week.
Yeah, well, Mornay's last test, he got 9 wickets, mate. He was outstanding.
He's a gun, mate. He's a gun. He's retiring to come and live the high life in Sydney with Ros Kelly. 3 years' time, we'll see him, like a Johan Botha, qualified to play for Australia.
Yeah, mate. Can't wait.
So, mate, she's a cracker. But end of the day, let's have a quick look at the test ahead. We don't know the exact makeup of the team. I would suspect that with what they've got, that... it'd be interesting to see who they pick as the opening batsman. I'd suggest... Sean Marsh might move up the order, and Hanson come in the middle order. I'd say Maxwell might be the man to miss out, possibly. And whether they go with Burns or Renshaw will be interesting. I think they might go with Burns just for the experience factor.
I think they'll go Renshaw because they flew him over first. I think he'll go in and he'll open the batting here with... I think he might open with Usman, mate. I think you've been poaching on a bit during the series. I think Usman will go up and... Then, Smith's not...
So Marsh to three?
Marsh to three. Hanscom will come in there somewhere.
Yeah, it'd be very interesting. I mean, you could have Marsh at three. You could move Usman to three and bring Burns and Bancroft in as the openers.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a real watershed moment because we've lost our top three. So those three spots are up for grab. If they do move Usman up to two or three.
And the bowling attack will stay.
All we know is Mitch Marsh is probably going to stay at six. If Maxwell or Hanscom come in, I would expect them to bat five. Marsh can bat a little bit higher. Maxwell could bat four or three if needed. I mean, they're the spots he has batted for Victoria. So I guess we'll know a little bit more, mate. How do you see it playing out? Can you see Australia winning?
I very much doubt that we'll get the job done, which has been rather disappointing because the series was hyped up a lot and I had really high hopes. But yeah, I honestly, with all the kerfuffle, I couldn't see us getting a result here, mate.
Mate, the other one is we could almost see Chad Sayers come in as well, mate. If you can't swing the ball illegally, why not do it legally?
Yeah, well, he does swing a lot you in the nets, mate. So
He's a bigger swinger than Scott Logan on a weekend out.
That's right.
So, yeah, mate, I think South Africa will get it done. I think they'll be pretty convincing winners. And look for another big display from the great man Mornay to go out. Hopefully he can get man of the match to finish his career. As much as we'd love to hate him, he has been a very good cricketer over a long time.
Yeah.
And if only he batted overs with the bat the way he does in his marriage.
Yeah, that's right.
Look forward to him becoming naturalised Aussie, though.
Hopefully old Elgar doesn't bat the whole innings again because he looks as bad as awkward as anyone.
Yeah, he's a riveting cricketer
to watch.
Effective,
but awkward.
Mate, Merriweather could do with him this weekend, that's for sure. So wrap that up, mate. South Africa to win. I'll take the series out, and it'll be a great way to farewell Mornay Morkel. Hopefully he gets straight to the job of making some babies with Roz so Australia has pay stocks in the years to come.
Yeah, he does have one, I think.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure where they were born, but we'll get them naturalised, and mate, they'll be in the team.
Dual
with
citizen, and then,
leadership
yeah.
group is gone. Let's move
Smith
on to the NRL, mate. Probably getting a little bit long in the tooth this show already, so I'll move on to the NRL. Last week's matches, As mentioned on the show, I did get only to one last week. Disappointing, only one this week. It's a very quiet weekend for me.
It's an outrage.
Yeah, disappointing, mate. But your Storm, mate, they got the job done against the Cowboys. She was a pretty impressive effort, 30-14. Friday night, the Dogs, they beat the Panthers, 20-18. The Broncos got the job done, even without scoring a try, 9-7.
Is that a soccer game?
And interestingly enough, Jermaine Osako became the first player in Queensland club history to score all the points for his team and win. First time it's ever happened. Right. First good. Time ever.
Good trivia
in,
question.
In an
mate.
Interesting stat, though, twice on the weekend did one player score all the points for their Queensland-based club, Michael Gordon being the other one, for the Titans. And he scored 8 points against the St. George Dragons, which wasn't nearly enough. So, yeah, a little bit controversial in the end there, 9-7. But at the end of the day, Tigers didn't really do enough to win it. And their run comes to an end. Next one, mate, shall we not talk about it? The Raiders, 19. Warriors, 20. What a way to lose. Two field goals in the last 90 seconds of the game. Warriors led the game for 30 seconds, but it was the 30 seconds that counted. Manly, very disappointing against a red-hot Souths outfit. Souths 34, Manly 6. Parramatta went down again. They sit on the bottom of the ladder. The only team that's giving me some resolve about my Raiders. They lost 14-4 to the Sharks. And then Sunday, it served up a couple of drubbings. The Dragons out there in Toowoomba, they kicked onto another gear. There's a reason they're on top of the ladder. 54-8 winners against the Titans. And the Roosters demonstrated their premiership credentials and relegated the Knights to their first loss of the season, 38-8. Probably a bit disappointing for the Knights. They played pretty much the whole game with only three on the bench after Connor Watson's collarbone and shoulder crumbled like chalk.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, it wasn't a great weekend for the two sporting franchises, but, you know,
mate,
always another week, mate.
Silver lining to every cloud, and if you're a Slade Griffin owner in Supercoach, that is that he'll probably play 80 minutes this week. Mate, so yeah, I don't think there's too many big talking points outside of that Tigers one.
Other than that.
I don't want to delve too deep into it. It's been done ad nauseum, I think, but the end of the day...
Salary cap, mate.
We'll get onto that in a sec too, sorry. The end of the day, I sent you the image the other day from behind the goals. Robbie Rockhouse, irrespective of whether he played at the side of the mark or not, Robbie Rockhouse did stand to the side. He wasn't square. Whether or not that was the technically correct decision with everything taken into account, I don't know. But if Robbie Rockhouse doesn't stand to the side of the mark, irrespective of the angle the guy plays it on, he's not going to get penalised. He stood to the side of the mark, took off as the ball was played. Whether he impacted the kicker, whether anything else happened, penalty's been blown, they've lost. Ashley Klein's still refereeing in the NRL this week. Yes, he is. He is refereeing in the NRL this week. He's as an assistant referee. He's been rotated down to assistant referee role, which they tend to do every fourth week anyway, but it's made a nice story for the press. So, as you said, mate, the salary cap was the other big one. Manly, their cheats. It's confirmed what we've always known.
We always know, mate. And how many premierships did they win in that year?
None, mate. They cheated and still didn't win. They're like the bloody Sharks.
Parramatta.
And Essendon.
Parramatta.
Yeah, mate. Your bloke's the only ones that cheated properly.
Yeah, mate.
So, yeah, forever to be known as cheats now. The thing I have an issue with, mate, they've been... Scott Penn, the owner of Manly, he's been a winner out of this. They've been fined $750,000, of which $250,000 will be suspended if they get their governance right, which they'll tick those boxes. So it's a $500,000 fine, yeah?
Yep.
They've also been told this year and next year that there's $330,000 in the salary cap they're not allowed to spend. Scott Penn pays the wages of the players. $330,000 times two is $660,000... Pays a $500,000 fine, he's going to save $160,000.
Yeah.
The NRL's not going to force him to sell the club because if he sells the club, no one else wants to buy him. They're a rabble.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, there's no one else that's prepared to invest the money. I think he's losing $1 million a year at the moment on them. So at the end of the day, he saved $160,000. The NRL looks like it's handed out a sanction. Darcy Lussick probably goes to England. They don't worry about too much else, and away they go on their merry little way.
Yeah, and they obviously got the cap this year that's shed green off to the Warriors, so,
At the end of the day, that's what's happened.
And I don't think there's any real penalty to them. Making the eight, mate. They're a half-decent team on their day.
Yeah, mate. We've seen. I mean, they're sitting there at the point they are now, so...
Sherry Evans, he's a good player, so...
Bit of nonsense, if you ask me. It's all a lot of hot air, and they timed it well to release it after, Cameron Bancroft's homemade sandpaper, so...
Yeah. And then
I guess watch this space. They might let it
cool off and announce the women's rugby league competition.
Oh, mate, that slipped under the radar as well.
Women's AFL grand final. Mate, we missed all these
four teams in the women's rugby league. There's a few people blowing up.
Sharks.
Yeah, the Sharks are blowing up. I think at the end of the day, they've got it right, though. The Dragons or the Sharks could have come in. It's a four-team comp. They've covered off on their main bases. You had to have New Zealand. You had to have Brisbane. Two teams in Sydney make sense. They've got the Roosters that cover the east and central and northern Sydney. And then you've got the Dragons that cover southern and western Sydney sort of thing. I mean, they could have gone a little bit more west with Canterbury or the West Tigers.
It's just a shame we're not going to see Alana Ferguson out there, mate.
Well, mate, that doesn't matter. That's got nothing to do with the Sharks playing or not. She's busted. She's gone. Her career's over, unfortunately, for the poor girl. She's had a few knee reconstructions. We know all about knees, mate.
Yeah.
At least she wasn't silly enough to just get in the way of a line out. She was actually doing something.
Yeah.
Whatever, yeah, mate. So, mate, that's the way the cookie crumbles. So we might move on. I might have a quick run through the Sports Castle medal. We've got...
Need some punters to come up with some ideas, guys.
For what?
Sports Castle medal, but, you know, a naming right. Sponsors, get on board.
Yeah, well, we'll wait and see about that, mate. We're in negotiations with a couple of sponsors at the moment for different things, so maybe one of them might like to get involved. Troy Lowry, you can throw some millions at us. That'd be great.
Qantas?
Yeah, well.
What about the TVs? Mate, David Warner?
Ansett Airlines, maybe. HIH.
Asiana Airlines, I think. Yeah.
Nathan Tinkler. The Nathan Tinkler medal. Oh, wow. So we've got Gareth Widdop in the lead on 14 points in front of Blake. The Bacardi Breeze and Man Ferguson on 13. Sean Johnson, who it came out today, the Roosters tried to sign as a fullback before they got Tedesco on 12. Kalen Ponga, the young gun from the Knights on 11. And then fifth place, Damian Cook, Cohen Hess, Moses Mbai, Mitchell Pearce, and Billy Slater all on 9 points. So, mate, she's neck and neck there. Certainly a few blokes starting to break away in that top four pack.
Yeah, that's right. Widdop's been... probably so far, definitely the most outstanding player.
He's got second best on ground round one and then best on ground the next two. So no one else has picked up. Sean Johnson's picked up two best on grounds but dropped a bit last week. And yeah,
they did sign Ben Hunt, didn't they?
We'll wait and see. So that's where that stands after three rounds. Plenty of interest there and it'll be interesting to see how that pans out. We'll do the traditional thing like the Dally M after about round 16.
We're going to get them up here to Hoff's house to present them.
Yeah, well, mate, we might get you to tidy up Jared Mullen Studios and we'll present them there. Might go up to Coolmore, see the Tinks, mate, see if he's up there, see if he's got some room out in one of the paddocks to present winner gets a horse or something.
Yeah, better ask Jerry Harvey first.
Yeah, mate, maybe they'll get Chautauqua. Doesn't come out of the gates. Got the pace of Nathan Price.
Is that like his 1.6K run, mate?
Yeah, well, non-existent, mate. We'll wait and see. So moving on from there, mate, next up, what do we got? We've got the NRL tipping and betting. You got the standings on the NRL tipping, mate. The betting, again, you've had an absolute Barry Crocker. You've cost us $20.50 there from $8-$10 bet, so you've lost it about 26%. Fortunately, I've saved us with a $30 profit, mate. Again, 2 from 8 versus 4 from 8. Pull your finger out, you're killing us.
Yeah, mate. I'll pick it up this week, mate. But yeah, shout out to Sniffles leading the...
I believe that's Sammy Peterson.
16 points.
Jared Forbes, slimmer mate.
He got a 6 last week, which in last week's round was pretty good.
Wasn't bad at all, yeah.
D Tonks, the
equal leader. He's a tipping superstar. He's
in second on 15 and...
Tips better than he refs.
Alex Kay.
Alex Tonturis, the Cricket Australia physio.
Alex Kay is 1 point back with Vasilios, which is our mate Bill Pappas.
Big bad Bill, our man from the Hoff squad.
From Waratah Mayfield Cricket Club and a soccer team that escapes my name.
He's just a member of the Hoff squad, that's all that matters.
Yeah, that's
right. Brings him and young Costa down for the Hoff squad. They've bolstered our numbers this year.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're going to do this week. We're going to be a bit lost. Yeah. No Hoff to cheer for, but we might jump into this week's NRL games, mate. Probably waffled enough about the A-League. Alright, so first up we've got the Cowboys. They're taking on the Penny Panthers without Ivan's young gun, Nathan. Mate, not too many other changes. It'll be interesting to see who the Panthers actually go with in the halves. They've got Tyrone Peachy there, which spells danger for me because the bloke doesn't know how to pass. So if you're an outside back, it could be a very long day. I wouldn't be surprised to see if Jerome Louis gets escalated into the starting lineup and maybe or either that or Trent Wallace might go to Peter Wallace might go to halfback, and Wade Egan is on the extended bench as a pretty handy nine as well. So might be some late changes there. Lachlan Coote is named in the extended squad, but he's also, I believe, been named for the Townsville Blackhawks in the Q Cup. So how do you see this one shaping up, mate?
Mate, just before I get into who I'm going to tip, can you just... What's the assistant referee's name?
Ziggy, mate. Ziggy Przeleska Adamanski, I think it is. Adamski.
I think he should be the lead referee.
Just known as Ziggy, mate. He is a very good referee. He is one of the young guys who's the future. He's probably only early 30s and really coming through nicely, mate. He's a good bloke. I knew Ziggy when I was involved in the junior representative squads of the referees. And yeah, a good bloke all around, unlike some of the other people that are known to be in the referee circles. Not mentioning any names.
Yeah, keep that one quiet.
Yeah, so how do you like this one, mate?
Mate, I think Cowboys have probably had a bit of an indifferent start to the year, but I think they're back at home. I think Thurston's starting to click a little bit, mate. I'm going to go Cowboys here, and I'm going to go 13-plus, mate.
Yeah, mate, I'm going 13-plus as well. I just think the fact that the Panthers, especially if they do run with Peachy or Luai, they will be a little bit short of a run. Luai, very inexperienced. Peachy doesn't know how to pass and will be shut down pretty easily. I don't expect them to really have enough to fire up against the Cowboys. Both sides have been a bit hot and cold, so yeah, I'll be going the Cowboys 13-plus. The Friday game now. Friday, the games, with it being Good Friday, the time slots are a little bit different. It's an earlier game at 4:10 at ANZ Stadium. So,
Good Friday
South
game.
Sydney Rabbitohs hosting the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs, or as I like to call them, the Lakemba Lassies. Mate, they stood up a bit last week, but were probably helped by the fact the Panthers were without Cleary for a big part of the game. Both teams remain the same. No changes here. Jerry Marshall-King, again, played very well on debut. How do you see this one playing out, mate?
Mate, two last start winners. Let's just put it out there.
Oh, thank you, Captain year. Obvious.
Yeah, the traditional Good Friday game, mate. Obviously, both teams at home, but Rabbitohs are the home team in this one.
Expect a crowd of at least 25 people for this game.
Yeah, mate, I think the Rabbitohs were impressive last week. I think just the fact, obviously, the Dogs got the win, but, you know, as you said, Cleary was out for a big chunk of the game. I think the Rabbitohs will get this one done, mate, but I don't think it'll be a big high-scoring match, and I think they'll get it done 1-12.
Yeah, mate, I don't think there'll be too much in it either. I certainly think it could go either way. It really depends on... I think this game could very much come down to the guys in the number one jersey. Alex Johnson and Moses Mbai. I was being impressed with both of them, especially last week. Moses Mbai has been the shining light for the Bulldogs so far this season. So a few changes to the forward pack for the Bulldogs last week looked really good. Sharon Woods got rid of her Dennis Ferguson pedophile haircut, and that made the aerodynamics a little bit better for him. But still overrated for mine. New Brown's a pretty handy player there. Aiden Tolman in the starting lineup certainly helped. And Robert Jennings, mate, he's the standout Jennings brother for South at the moment.
Yeah,
Michael's MIA, so yeah, I certainly think there won't be much in this, and I'll go with you, mate. I'll stick solid South 1-12.
Yeah, I hope the surface is in better nick than what it dished out last week. It looked very patchy after Ed the week before.
Yeah, that's all right, mate. I'll get it sorted for next time that Ed Sheeran turns up with his St George Illawarra Dragons. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Next up, the Cronulla Sutherland Riot Squad for the Sharks. Host your Melbourne Storm, 8:05, Southern Cross Group Stadium. You're really clinging to that, mate. Matt Moylan pushes Trent Hodkinson back to the reserve list. Tough. Trent Hodkinson, I thought, was close to best on ground last week. And the great man, I think he's about 61, but Luke Lewis returns.
Meanwhile,
Kenny Bromwich comes back for the Storm onto the bench. Brandon Smith goes into the extended reserves list. Still no Felice Kaufusi, mate.
No.
Sharks by about 1,000 here, or?
Nah, mate. Joe Stimson was solid in the 11 jersey last week. Got a try. Really stood up.
That was a hit and spin, big Joe.
My man, Vunivalu, did not trouble the scorers. He did not trouble the scorers. So I was a bit disappointed about that. I think Croft really needs to start stepping up. I think he's handy, but obviously he's still a kid. But I think he's going to have to pull his socks up and try a bit harder, I think.
Has he been wearing them down? Or?
Yeah, I don't know. They're telling him he's Cooper Cronk, but I'm not sure. But I think the Storm, mate, they'll carry on their winning ways here. I don't think they'll get to 40, but I think they'll win 13-plus, mate.
Righto, mate. Yeah, I think they'd certainly be favourites going into this game, you would expect. So I guess, yeah, it'd be hard to tip against them. The Sharks are certainly building, but I just don't think they've got the points in them to compete with your salary cap cheating Storm. I think I'm going to go a little bit closer. The Sharks have been in most of the arm wrestles they've been in, so I'm going to go to Storm 1-12. Next up, we're going on to Saturday. Now, there's only two games on Saturday this week, not three. And we've got the Sydney salary cap sombrero wearing Roosters hosting the New Zealand Warriors from across the Dutch. The Roosters unchanged. Sam Lissoni is suspended for the Warriors. Sees Ignatius Parsi starting in the forward pack. Adam Blair goes to lock. And Chris Satay is onto the interchange bench. And Albert Vette, the extended inclusion in reserves. Refereed by their cuzzy bro, Henry Perinara, and the controversial man of the moment, Ashley Klein.
Who's the number 22 for the Warriors, mate?
Charnze Nicol-Klokstad, mate. That's good. If you could read, you'd know that. Yeah. You're just trying to get me to sing out some names
I
now.
Just call
I know
you just love my... CNK for short.
Well, it's a bit confusing. There's so many bloody abbreviations. JWH, RTS. SST, RTS. Mate, it's starting to sound like a bloody spelling bee.
Yeah, mate. Just while we're on the Warriors, give our biggest listener from New Zealand, Ryan Andrew, a shout out. He does listen every week and says the show is better than NRL 360.
So these cuzzy bros know what they're talking about.
He just needs to tell a few more of his friends over there about it, and we'll get, you know, we'll start making some money.
Yeah, mate, we'll start live streaming him in from the Tuwera Nikau Studios in Wellington.
Yeah, mate, that'd be right. That'd be good. I think this shapes as a pretty decent game. Obviously, the Warriors got out of jail against your beloved Raiders last week.
I don't know if it's getting out of jail. It's just expected. Anyway,
you've only got to play 10 minutes against the Raiders and you win.
Well, the Roosters, I think they played a little bit more than that, but they just turned it on. The Roosters, they were strong, mate, against the Knights. Tedesco a little bit quiet. My man Blake Ferguson, he's on fire. Yeah. I think he ran about 20 kilometres in three games.
Yeah, he's doing well, mate. I think the Roosters in the atrocious wet conditions as well. Played well. I think this will be the Warriors' first loss of the year, mate. I think the Roosters are going to get the job done. I expect Tedesco. He seems to have the even weeks as he's on week, so I reckon he'll have a big game. Keary and Cronk were really good last week, and I think they'll get the job done here, mate. 13-plus.
13-plus, mate. That's a big call. The Warriors do look fit, but and they finish strong. But, mate, the ease that the Raiders marched upfield against them early, I think the Roosters will get out to a big start here. The Warriors will probably reel it in late, and I think it'll finish somewhere in that... 2-3 try range, but I'm going to go with you. I'm going to go the Roosters to win 13-plus.
42-38 or something like that.
No, I don't think it'll be that bad, mate. The Roosters' defence, if you have a look at it, isn't too bad. I think they've let in 8, 12 and 10 points. So, they're certainly on their way at the moment in that regard. And as you said, they ended the Knights' unbeaten run last week, and we'll see them probably end the Warriors' one this week in a comfortable manner. On to the next one, and this is the one I'll be heading down to with the great man, the joint Newcastle Herald Newcastle Cricket Player of the Year, N Price, and our other halves down at Lotto Land, mate, Manly hosting the mightily disappointing Canberra Raiders.
Yeah, mate, this game, this could be anything. I think it'll be entertaining because they've got two pretty flary teams that
like to
play touch footy.
It'll be interesting. There's been some changes. Matt Wright comes onto the wing for the injured George Tafua, and Tom Wright's the new player on the reserves list, and then Jono Wright's the next one in line for that spot, I think. And none of them are related, as far as I'm aware. So I don't know what happened there. They went on a signing spree at the right price.
Yeah.
Oh, see what I did there?
Price is right.
Yeah, well. And obviously for the Raiders, Blake Austin pushed out of the 17-man squad. He's been named at number 19. Liam Knight, thank God he's been bumped because he looked less fit than George Rose after an all-you-can-eat hot dog contest. And Atta Hingana, who was a bit disappointing in the New South Wales Cup, didn't really do that much for mine, comes back in. But the big in for the Raiders, big Joey Tappanay, mate, he'll be a big asset for them off the bench.
Yeah, mate, I think they've missed his I wouldn't say leadership. He's
his impact, mate. Yeah, he's go forward. He's go forward. He was good against the Titans in round one, so I guess we'll see how he goes there. But how do you see it playing out, mate?
Mate, as much as you probably don't want me to say it, I honestly think Manly will get it done, mate, but I think it'll be close based on what the Raiders have dished out this year, mate. 1-12.
So you reckon Manly last minute trip?
I don't think it'll be last minute this week. I think Ricky would have thrown everything in the...
Well, you would have thought he would have done it the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Just for something different, what's going to happen is we're going to be up by two and Daly Cherry Evans is going to do a Greg Inglis and kick a field goal, but he's going to be fouled in the act of kicking the field goal. Then he'll get a penalty shot from 10 metres out in front for them to win by one.
Oh, yeah.
Just for something different.
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to go the Raiders 1-12. I've just got to go with them. Eventually, I'll be right at some point. I think what's going to happen here is the Raiders will probably lose 22 of their 24 games by between 4 and 1 point. And then the other two will win by 40. And we'll end up with a wooden spoon with a positive for and against. That's the way this year's shaping up. So
yeah, they're only -4 in the...
Yeah.
-6 or something.
-5.
Doing well.
Yeah, mate, I don't know about that. Just so we can score points. We just know how to let them in as well. So, mate, a bit of a price there in terms of that one. The Raiders 360 at 1-12. Manly 310 at 1-12. Next game, the Dragons. They're big favourites against the Knights. Can you see the Knights bouncing back from their efforts last week where they got drubbed a little bit against the Roosters? They do see no Connor Watson, as we said. Brock Lamb comes in and Chris Hynington comes onto the interchange bench. So they don't carry any utility in their 17, but they do have Jamie Bure there who can play a bit of hooker if required. And the Dragons, right, they're just having a blessed run. No injuries. 1-17. Top of the table, flying high.
Yeah, mate. I think, there'll be a decent crowd out there, I reckon, at Wynn Stadium.
Downtown Wollongong.
I think the old Dragons, mate, for me, are playing pretty solid. They're not looking weak at all at the moment, but obviously still early season and they have done this before. I don't think the Knights can get this one done, mate, and I think it's going to be 13-plus for me.
I expect the Knights to be in it early. I just don't know that they'll run the 80 minutes with the Dragons. The Dragons are a very impressive outfit. They've got good strength coming off the bench, with Leeson Armau and Hame Selle coming in as well when he plays, all that and more depending on who gets the run. Luciano. Jack DeBellin's going well. Luciano's not too bad either when he's having a run. He's the less fat Leilua brother. He's plenty of years to come. And Kurt Mann then sort of acting as a utility or jumping in where he needs to. Tim Laffey had an absolute blinder last week. So be interesting to see what the Knights do, whether they maybe do call up Jack Cogger or Denny Levi to the bench. I guess we'll wait and see, but I'm going to go the Dragons 13-plus, mate.
And the big news out of the Knights this week, mate, young Dylan Python.
Pythian?
Yeah, he got his contract ripped up.
Yeah, I expect he'll be turning out for Lakes United going forward. He's Lakes Junior, so wouldn't be surprised. It'd be a good addition for them. But
get him on the podcast next week.
Yeah, mate. I actually played with his old man when I played at Lakes, and he's tough as nails, old Pip, mate. He'd fit in right at home in the... back in the 80s and 90s, old school footy realms, and he was about 40 when he was running around with me, just clubbing some blokes playing third grade at Lakes. So, nice. Good footballer, but obviously a couple of off-field issues there and some indiscretions that have seen him tear up his contract, but I'm sure if he undertakes a mandated NRL rehab, someone might pick him up in a couple of years.
Him and Moses Sewell.
Sorry, mate, what was your tip on that one?
That was the Dragons, mate, 13-plus.
No worries at all. Next up, we see the Queensland Derby, the Brisbane Broncos hosting the Gold Coast Titans. Corey Oates and our man TPJ, Tevita Pengai Jr., out. Jonas Pearson comes in, a pretty handy addition on the wing. Corbin Sims escalated into the starting lineup at prop. Jaden Sewer returns on the bench. And Paddy Mago and Guillemette Shibasaki. Sounds like he should be turned out for the Sunwolves, mate, on the bench. The Titans, meanwhile, Cartwright benched. We've got Will Matthews into the second row. Ryan James moves up to prop. Max King replaces Keegan Hipgrave on the bench after Hipgrave was suspended. So, mate, Titans, they were pretty disappointing. At the end of the day, mate, I just can't see them sitting too high in this one.
No, mate. Obviously, Broncos back at home. They'll be happy after the win last week and even though it was a soccer score game.
I don't know what soccer you're going to, mate.
9-7. It's thrilling.
All age grade Z. Jared Forbes-esque.
Yeah, mate. I think the obviously Broncos back at home, mate. I think they'll get it done. They've probably obviously hit a little bit of form the last couple of weeks, but back at Suncorp, not on a Thursday or Friday night, which is probably a shock to
some. Probably the only time it's not this year, so.
Easter Sunday at home, mate. I'll get the job done here, and I'm going to go 13+.
Yeah, me too, mate. The Broncos far too strong here. And the final game, Easter Monday, ANZ Stadium, the Tigers, Parramatta Eels. Geez, you'd be a brave man if you back the overs here, I think. Godinay returns at 9. Matt McCurick back to the bench for the Tigers. The Parramatta Eels, I've got about 10 minutes to go through the changes here. Will Smith comes into fullback for Bevan French. Haynes also out, so George Jennings comes onto the wing. Kirisome Ovar into the centres. Kaiser Pritchard is named hooker. Cam King pushed onto the extended reserves bench. Penny Terapo and Tony Williams, they come into
T-Rex.
The 17. The big man's back. I'm guessing he didn't drive. He's not going to drive to the ground. Kane Evans has been given the flick completely, and Sawyer Matangi has been pushed to the extended reserves. Mate, your man Ziggy, the referee's running the touchline on this one, mate. He's everywhere.
Jeez, favourite referee. He might get a segment soon, mate.
We love Ziggy. We might get him on the show. Mate, for me, it's going to be a low-scoring one. A lot of changes for the Eels. I can't tip the Eels, mate. I'm going to go the Tigers 1-12.
9-7.
Probably 10-8.
Yeah, the Tigers for me, obviously Benji got a sore ankle this week, so he'll be a late fitness test. He has been named, but
he's a superstar, mate. He'll be fine.
He should be right.
Tui Lolohe on the extended bench.
Tim Grant should come into 6 if he's out, shouldn't he?
Tim Grant wouldn't fit in 2 6 jerseys signed together. I'd say Tui Lolohe would come into 6, mate, to be honest.
Yeah.
There's still no Josh Reynolds.
I think they're missing, I don't know what they're missing, but they're missing something. I think maybe Hindmarsh should make a comeback or something.
Luke Burt,
who does coach someone's under 20s, but I don't think it'll be a very high scoring game, but I think I'll stick with you there, mate. Tigers 1-12.
Yeah, mate. Just to give you a bit of an idea, I'll see if our mates at Bet365 have got a total up for this game as of yet. Doesn't look like it, but I would expect when that does go up, it will be a... Oh, yep, here we go. 37.5. That's probably a bit higher than I thought. But I guess they're tipping that at some point it's going to return to form. So there might be some value there. The game's actually pick 'em, which surprises me. I guess at the end of the day, you can get the Tigers 1-12, some value probably around that, at a price of $3, mate.
Yeah, so,
again, playing at no one's home ground.
They've been playing right, like... They're probably, along with the Warriors, mate, and the Dragons, just consistently plotting, and they're doing the same thing every week.
Yeah, mate, we will quickly just touch. I realise we've just skipped through the power rings. We did miss those. I'll just run through them.
Who was that brought to you by?
Brought to us by the Rugby League Academy. Thanks again to them. Check them out on social media, the Rugby League Academy on Facebook and Instagram. Matt Lantry and his team, they're doing a great job. I saw they were working with the West Lakes Primary School side that were trialling for the Newcastle representative team this week. So I'll just run through them, mate, because it's been a bumper podcast. We've got the Dragons in first, Storm, Roosters, Warriors rounding out the top four, Broncos, Tigers, Panthers, Knights in the top eight, Cowboys, Seagulls, Sharks and Rabbitohs knocking on the door of the top eight. The also-rans, the Bulldogs, the Raiders, the Titans and the Eels, mate. Not too much to be said there, so I think most of those speak for themselves. No one really standing out. Plenty of good football action this weekend. As we said, local sport. You got the cricket on Friday, soccer Friday during the day, and Friday night at Hamilton. Obviously, Saturday, there's another local soccer game. Sunday, another one in the afternoon. And the Jets at home as well. Certainly get down, check that out. Start supporting them. They're heading into the finals now. We've got a home semi-final and only need to win one more game, really, in that home semi-final to go through to the grand final. Hopefully we win that and Sydney FC lose, and I don't know where the FFA stands on that, but it'd be nice if we could host the grand final at Hunter Stadium.
Yeah, maybe Alan Davis.
Why not, mate? Why not?
Got four fields out there, mate.
Yeah, well, that's it. Just turn a few into portable grandstands.
Big Al will be loving it.
Thanks again for tuning in, guys. Good luck with your tipping, betting and teams this weekend. Give us a like, give us a share, enjoy your local sport and the national stuff, and we will catch you next week for episode 11. Thanks, JLR.
Have a good Easter, guys. Oh, Newcastle.